What are your, obviously everyone knows the issues, it's the same five issues repeated all the time. I have no idea what that just was. But so what are your views on the current issues? What we should do with the current war, all these moral issues versus the economy, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, one of the, my main issue, first one that I'm really going for, is to be passing a law that states anybody that's in the executive branch of legislative, which includes senators, you know, all politicians, high-ranking judges, officials, and stuff like that, they're not allowed to be in any way affiliated with any big business corporation that's connected with the government. Any kind of government contracting, you know, person not allowed. Because, you know, Cheney did it with a whole Halliburton thing, you know, the Blackwater, issue that's, you know, draining the country's economy. So that's going to be the first order of business, so that, you know, if you're a senator, you're making your money as a senator, period.
Definitely. So you want to put a cap on lobby efforts?
Oh, definitely.
Right, because obviously we're in America. We're all rather pro-capitalism, most voters. The problem is capitalism is very volatile. Lately, it's gone towards corporatism because we don't have such checks and balances as you mentioned, right?
Right.
What we've also lost is separation of church and state in the last couple of years, right? So I'd love to get your take on moral issues. Everyone wants to know. I mean, that's a big problem. Right now, the leading candidates are pushing the Jesus ticket.
Yeah. Well, being an ordained minister myself, I've actually married a number of people. One of my main concerns is that, you know, you can't use the Bible as a catalyst to stand behind you. You know, it's just wrong, seriously. I mean, we have so many different, you know, cultures, so many different types of religions in this country. You can't back behind one particular one. You know, and by doing that, you know, personally, like, you know, I don't want any of the Jewish people's votes. You know, America is a salad bowl. It is not a melting pot. We have all different flavors and they don't mix together. You know, we have many different cultures and, you know, I think you should be free to speak your own mind. If you're a Satanist,
right,
by all means, worship.
But we've lost that freedom now. So what is your plan to re-put in checks and balances, to separate church and state and corporation and state?
Checks, corporate's got to take care of itself. No more doing government contracts. You know, with the foreign issues of Nissan finally actually has their stuff being built in America. However, a lot of the American corporations, a lot of the American companies are moving our stuff out of the country. We need to stop it. To stop it dead in its tracks. Anybody that's an American corporation that has their stuff being, you know, manufactured in foreign soil, we're going to double the tax on them. So we're going to bring back the American workforce. Well, one of my main things that I'm really pushing for is that I'm actually the founding member of Keep Our Children Safe. Now, think about it. Growing up, you learned about the birds and the bees from your parents. Don't do drugs. Don't drink alcohol till you're responsibly enough, old enough to actually do it and, you know, not fuck up, you know? I actually found to keep our children safe because think about it, right? Did your parents sit you down and teach you the dangers of watching porn?
No. Yeah, mine did, but yeah.
Yours did, right? But countless Americans, families, no. You know, you wouldn't leave your gun, do you leave your gun laying around the house?
No, I don't have a gun.
Okay, no. I mean, it's stuff that's connected